Last show we had was on a Sunday. I was a little bit laborlike. We discussed Arashi, which when Yossi comes back, we might come back to it, just to end off with a closure about this discussion. That the reason what's the Prince Machlokes, since Yossi's not here yet, we'll focus on the next part. So we ended off Arashi last time saying that the Gemara said that if a show damages a show of Hegdish, if my show damages a show of Hegdish, I don't need to pay because show a one. And Rakima said that Kavachim you have to pay Idis for damage to a Hedrit. Suddenly you should have to pay Idis to a damage to a Hegdish. So the Gemara said that can't. Well, what's that talking about? If it's talking about my show damage to show Hedrit, my show damage to show Hegdish, my show damage to show Hegdish, show Eirah I don't need to pay anything. Not that I have to pay with Idis. I don't need to pay with anything. So the Gemara spoke about damaging a show of Hegdish. So Rashi goes into what about other damages? There's other damages involved. There's a damage of Karka. Why didn't we talk about damaging Karka? So Rashi explains that two mahalach. First mahalach of Rashi was the show is a crude word for any damage done to Hegdish. Any damage to Hegdish, you don't need to pay. The Gemara speaks about show, but the same would apply to any other item as well.
What about the for that? Is there a...
Like Binyan Av, Tosafot, and what in other cases as well. Binyan Av, the Tosafot there, and what in all other Mizrachim. Tosafot doesn't need to speak out each case. This Hegdish, here's this Hegdish. But then Rashi says a different shot. Then no, he speaks it through. So that by Hegdish, by field, you'll never really have it. But if you have Makdish the field as a Chayim that goes to Kohen, it's got the name of Hegdish. If it was Makdish for Bedekah Bayis, it would sell it straight away, or they would be paid to it straight away. So it also wouldn't happen. And if indeed he managed to damage it before they managed to sell it, Ein me'ilah b'kakos. Those were the last words of Rashi. Ein me'ilah b'kakos. There's no me'ilah b'kakos. What does he mean by that? So we explain it like Mashal. That Rashi, the Mishnah Yitron, said that the Ptor of Hegdish is only by things that have me'ilah. Things that if you have a law from them, you have to pay and bring a korban with me'ilah. That's where there's a Ptor for Hegdish. When animal damages Hegdish, then you'd be potter. Why? It's a type of thing that if a person would have an offering and be chayim, that's the thing that the Torah said for that you're potter for. But something where there's no din me'ilah on, if somebody would have an offering, you would not have the yitzhovin on me'ilah. You'd have to pay Hegdish, but you wouldn't bring a korban me'ilah for it. If you have something like that, then there's no ptur of on that, you have to pay Hegdish. So it says Rashi.
Can you repeat that again? What was the case where it happened?
Any case where there's no din me'ilah.
No din me'ilah,
That
then
means if a person would have a knot from Hegdish, he would not bring a korban me'ilah for it.
Right.
Then if an animal would damage it, you would need to pay Hegdish.
Okay.
Right?
So there's no meaning, so Mi'ila is the Mi'ila is considered package, which is the Re'eh.
What?
The trim is Mi'ila.
The Mishnah says in the upset the one base. Nachosim she'ein be'em me'ila, that's what you're trying. Nachosim she'ein be'em me'ila, you're trying. Nachosim she'esh be'em me'ila, if an animal damages, you're possible. That's what the Mishnah says in the upset the one base. It says Rashi, this calculated that you manage, the animal managed to damage before the based in the Gizba managed to sell. Well, if you damage Kalka, Kalkois ain't bear me'ilah. Somebody has a knot from Kalka, you have a knot from Kalka, you don't pay me'ilah, you don't bring a korban me'ilah. So it's called something of Chubba Kalka, there's no korban me'ilah for it. So says Rashi, if there's no korban me'ilah, then there's no din of the Mishnah that says Nachosim she'ein be'em me'ilah, which means that the animal that damages, it's as if it damaged hedyot, you have to pay just like any hedyot.
So if you have to pay like any other hedyot, so that's why this hegdish can't be applying to when the animal damaged hegdish, the karka. If it damaged karka, that the karka still belonged to hegdish, and they hadn't managed to sell it yet, then there's no me'ila. Meaning what? So what is no me'ila? Meaning it's treated as if it damaged hegdish. It's treated as if it damaged hegdish. Okay. That's what Rashi says.
The window, well, would be the zikit.
So the zikit, she would pay. They pay like any hedyot.
Right.
So we left off yesterday the kasha. You can tell me what your answer is. Last time we left off with the kasha, so very good. So it's so you would be in a zikit. There would be in a zikit there. So why can't we say that's what Kiva was talking about? If Kiva said that you pay meitav sadeu the kavachoyma legish. The kavachemen hegdish. What's also given? They buy a cost of an allegorist in document. It is kavachemen hegdish. Certainly, by hegdish, you should have to pay from the itis. So the Gemara said, wherever will you find a case of hegdish? You're always potter. So hegdish. You're always potter. So what kind? What do you mean by kavachemen hegdish? That's what the Gemara said. So the Gemara's like going to go on with a different shot. What kavachemen hegdish means? But if it's true, like Rashi is saying, I found a case. There is a case that you pay hegdish. What's the case? If it damages the karka, it's very rare because you won't normally have it because the karka they normally redeem or sell straight away. But if it would, what would be the din? Rashi said, you pay. If you pay, why can't we say it? Rabbi would say, kavachem el hegdish, you should have to pay from the iddis.
I don't put that on his hand though. How can he not have? Well, why is damaging karka, or is not, first of all, let's get halacha. If you get halacha, the trees.
No, I didn't say he didn't get halacha. Mechuba le karka, that's a posuk, that's a mir. It says there's no me'ina by mechuba le karka.
So
that means there's no kova me'ina. If you have halacha me'ina, you don't have to bring a kova.
Okay.
Right? Of course you have halacha. Why should you have halacha? There's exact kova, only dwell on a tartanim. Some which is mechuba le karka and not. So we found a case that animal that damages hegdish needs the pay. Right? What's the case? Karkos. So why can't it be that that's what we give a meant? Karkos and hegdish. In that case, you have to pay iddis. That's the case we left off on Sunday. Right? If it's true that there is a case where you find your chayv to pay, if it's true that it is your chayv to pay, even if you damage hegdish, because there's no me'ila in that, so there would be a chiv to pay. If there's a chiv to pay, so why should it be meant to be that? Maybe Reb Kiva was speaking about that. Reb Kiva said, Kavachim and Hegdish said that. That was the question we left off. I saw someone say, Terence, as much as we see that doesn't have DNA hegdish regarding me'ila, means we treat it as hedyot. So it doesn't make sense to say Kavachim and Hegdish. Even though it's talking about hegdish, it's not more than hegdish, but on something which is treated as hedyot, you can't make a kavachoyme to say it should be like hegdish. Something which is treated, as far as all halachas for damages, is considered as if you damaged a hedyot, so it's a bit strange to say kavachoyme that it should have dina hegdish, so you should have to pay from iddis. A hegdish you don't pay at all. So what we're saying, no, but this you do. Why do you have to? Because it's not treated like hegdish. It's treated like hedyot.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's treated like hedyot, so it tells you can make a kalachema to say, oh, okay, so certainly, well, it's hegdish, you should have to be.
This is called a woman, if you're not able to put it in.
No, it's still hegdish.
So it's not like hegdish. I know it's not hegdish. Oh, well,
it's still more than hegdish.
Right.
You pay to the hegdish. So I could have still made a kalachema. Never ended to hedyot. You pay it is. Certainly to hegdish, you should pay it is. Hegdish is more things. It says the ground. No, hegdish you never have to pay. Okay, we found something you have to pay. If the animal damages karkois, you have to pay. So we found something you have to pay. So why can't we say karkois with hegdish? So that's the point that they want to say. That since the hedyot, since it's got dina hedyot, and there's no me'ila, so we can't say the karkois. Okay, that's we left off. We don't have such a good schmuck at those, but that's what. Someone explain it.
Is the talk about this korban. There's a korban megillah. Does he, if the person, let's say, has megillah, there's no korban megillah, does he still have to pay a homage?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So there's still, he still has to pay a homage.
No, if it's a possible to end megillah, then you wouldn't pay a homage.
Oh, you wouldn't pay. Okay. So
just the
so the homage is connected with the korban.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. So that's the Gemara, that's Rashi that we got to. So then the Gemara said, okay, so that can't be that. So let's go back to the Gemara. We're doing Gemara and Rashi together. Ella, three lines up. Ella Loima. Three lines up on the Vavam and Beis. Ella Loima. Hare Olai Mono Lambedek Habais. That, okay. So, you know, we'll come to Matizoki because there's no Chiyuvim. Even if there is a chiyuv, it's only got din of hedyot. So, Eloima hare alai mono lebedek habayis. Somebody was mekabel on himself a shvur and needed to bring money to the bedek habayis. So then the din is the gizbe can come and take it, or maybe that's what Kiva meant. He can take it from the edis. So which Gemara answers, that can't be. The Gemara's mask of that. That can't be. How can you tell me? The Akiva means the giz that can take from the idis. Well, what would be the din by a hedyot? Where would the Baal Chayim take from? Beinemis. You can't go from a Kabbal Chayim, it's jump to idis. They're not Kabbal Chayim. All you can do is as much as the hedyot has to pay from X, so the hedyot certainly have to pay from X, but you can't go from X to Y. So, Baal Chayim, so Sigmar said, Lo Yehi El Baal Chayim. Or Baal Chayim Beinimis. Says Rashi, top of the Omrad, Baal Chayim Beinimis. What, Baal Chayim Beinimis? Baal Chayim
Beinimis.
Yeah, you translated us. We did that. We translated the last sentence. You can translate it, Chazara. Lo Yehi El Baal Chayim. Let him be only like a Baal Chayim.
Let him be.
Yeah.
Or Lo Yehi can't be what you suggest.
No, Lo Yehi El. He will only be. He will only be like. He shouldn't be only like a Baal Chayim. In English, we would say he is only like a Baal Chayim, right? A Baal Chayim Beinis, and Baal Chayim is a din of Beinis. So how can we get to the Baal Chayim? Says Rashi, top of the Amud, Sefer Gittin, Perek Hanizon. Where do we find the din? That Baal Chayim is a din of Beinis. You'll find it there in Gittin, the fifth Perek. The beginning of the Mishnah tells you about Chayv is Vemeis. Okay, so that's where we're stuck, says the Gemara. What was Rav Kiva saying? Kavachem and Hegdish. Nizokin, not applicable. And Baal Chayv, there's no Kavachem and Bechlal. Vachitema, back to the Gemara, top line. Vachitema, maybe you'll say a suggestion to answer.
Oh, there's no. No what? There's no.
It is. No, it is. So no Kavachem. You can't make a Kal V'Chaymer like that. Because Rav Kiva said, Kal V'Chaymer by Hegdish, you should collect from the Idis.
He said Idis. Why is not going to the fact
of Kal V'Chaymer?
He said Idis, the
sad thing
can't be.
Why can't it be?
Because it's
Balaam's. No, for normal Hegdish, it's Balaam's. And maybe for Hegdish, it should be Idis.
It's
That's the Gemara's question. This Gizba is only considered like a Baal Chayv. And a Baal Chayv by a Hedyot is only with Beinimis. And therefore what? And therefore there's no Kal V'Chaymer. You can't make a Kal V'Chaymer to say if you're a Hedyot, you have to collect from Beinimis. Certainly, Gizba should collect from Idis. That's dire. You can only go as far as Beinimis. The bein in the head, you're learning from the head. The head is beinus. So all you can say is Kal V'Chaymer that Gizboi should collect from beinus. Can't say Kal V'Chaymer that Gizboi should collect from beinus. So there's no Kal V'Chaymer to go that way. Right? There's a flaw in the Kal V'Chaymer. Yeah? Kiva was saying you should collect from Idis. Eikish collects from Idis. What's the case? We want to suggest by Gizboi. When the Gizbo has only got the status of a Baal Chayim, and a Baal Chayim takes from a Beinus, Baal Chayim a Hedit takes from a Beinus. Well, maybe Hedit is different.
Why not?
And they
said, it's only this
Gizbo
is only
going to
be a Baal
Chayim. No,
They were saying.
He is a Balaam.
He is a Balaam.
No.
Yeah. Is he? Yes.
That's a normal. How do you know Balaam spoke of Hekdesh? Is it Spiritus? Maybe it's Spiritus. We know the Misha. Rashi says, where do we say Baal Tzvei Binyan Bebinyan? Rashi says in Gittin, and he's open. Open up there. No word about Hekdesh. Talking about Baal Tzvei. I lend you money. You lend me money.
He's about Chol, and Baal Tzvei, and all Baal Tzvei.
How do you know that? Maybe I'll give you a second.
That's what the
I'm asking you. And I'm sanitary reading about. Now you have to ask yourself. Maybe Rebbe Akiva was saying otherwise. Maybe Rebbe Akiva was saying, you're right. A normal Baal Chayim's behavior, a normal Baal Chayim's behavior is bebeinis. Is but I'm telling you, Kal v'chomer, his boy should be bebeinis. Why don't you think so? You're reading a Gemara, Yossi. You're reading a Gemara that's reacting to a statement of Rebbe Akiva. So there's a discussion between the two. So they need to speak to each other. So if I tell you that I'm saying Rebbe Akiva, I'm saying Baal Chayim, I think Baal Chayim of Gizboi should be Kal v'chomer, should be Be'ez. So why are you answering that? No, Baal Chayim is Be'ez.
No,
I'm talking about Hekdesh and you're talking about Hekdesh. What is the connection?
He, this Gizboi, is a Baal Chayim, and all Baal Chayim are made in this.
How do you know that? It's the Gemara speaking to Rebbe Akiva. Emunas HaChomer. That's yours. So it's a weak discussion. We have a Giva saying, I think Baal Tzvei can be, since the Hekdesh can be Bamidis. And you're saying, no, I think not. That's not a discussion. That's your saying. I'm saying this, and you're saying this.
You will never have said that because we know all about it for him.
Well, how do you know that? That's what I'm asking. Show me a Makkari. Rashi tells us where to look. Show me a Makkari that all Baal Tzvei even are Bamidis. Maybe Hekdesh isn't it. Rashi tells us where to look. Rashi said, Baal Tzvei being a Bamidis, what does Rashi say? Give it. Open up there. Is there any mention of Hekdesh? Answer is no. So maybe a Hedges, it's true, a Hedges is famous. There may be a Gizboi, because of your Kal v'chomer that you said, would make it into Hedges. So what's the problem answering back to Rebbe Akiva? I explain why. Because Rebbe Akiva learned that Medin Kal v'chomer. If already Hedges is X, Kal v'chomer, Gizboi should be the same.
Yeah.
But if a bain, if a head is only bain in this, you can't get from there to a Kal v'chomer to make it this. Diary of a Menadin. If you're trying to learn from a head, all you can say it should be at least as good as a head. A Gizboi is a Baal Chayim. So he can only be at least as strong as a head. He can't be more than that. You can't learn Kal v'chomer. You've never done the Kal v'chomer
anymore.
You can tell me, Kal
v'chomer. You're getting the whole statement is wrong.
Right.
You see, the whole statement of Kal v'chomer is wrong. That doesn't make sense.
The best I could tell you is that maybe you'll tell me you need the Kal v'chomer to teach me. At least you can click the bainus. Maybe you would have better have a minute, maybe. So he's the Kal v'chomer from anything. Kal v'chomer will tell me you can click from bainus. But Kal v'chomer can't tell me you can click from it is. How can Kal v'chomer tell me more than what it is? Right? He's only maximum in such a case, like a Baal Chayim, and a Baal Chayim is Bainus. So how can you tell me Kal v'chomer to get to Iddis? That's the Kachon of Kibbe. That's a discussion. I'm telling you, I've got Kal v'chomer tell me Iddis. Kal v'chomer tell me Iddis. How can you do that? How can you jump from a Bainus to a Baal to Iddis? A Bainus, a Baal Chayim is a Bainus. How can you go from there, jump out to Iddis? Yeah. So he's saying Medin Kal v'chomer. Rebbe Akiva said Medin Kal v'chomer. But in Kal v'chomer, it's not going to work. Rebbe Akiva said Kal v'chomer. V'achoy goyve me motzos. Lo yivo akos ve'ligvis itzok ve'ni idis ve'kal v'chomer le'ekdesh. Kal v'chomer hekdesh plain from idis. If he's talking about Baal Choy Gizbo, then Baal Choy, then you can't make such a government.
Why was saying he can't go to Dayo?
Yeah.
So why do you want to say that? It just says what he is, and what he is doesn't matter anymore.
Maybe they don't have any class. Okay.
I'm saying it's a dayo.
Yes, but you know the Gemara. It's not the passage that I know the Gemara. They have kept on how the Gemara related back to what Kiva said and how it answered what Kiva was saying. To say simply that I'm saying he's a Baal Choyv, when Rabbi Kiva said yes, but I go on Kavachim and say Hekdesh should be Idis, you haven't answered it. Because yes, it's a Baal Choyv, Baal Choyv, Hekdesh should be more. Kavachim, that's what Rabbi Kiva was saying. The answer is like I've explained it. So when you learn the Gemara, you have to discuss it between them. You can't just say, but I'm holding this and I'm holding this. That's not speaking to each other. So I hear what you want to say, but I'm saying other. Rabbi Kiva said the statement, Kavachim, the Hekdesh. So what do you want to tell me? A normal Baal Choyv, he collects payments. Okay. I'm saying Kavachim and Hekdesh, you collect from Idis. So it's all that's included in the white between the words.
That conversation would be the involved. It's trying to analyze what he meant. He suggested something and he threw it out. We're saying, let's define.
How did you throw it?
We threw it out by saying, we know Matthias, that all about it is all like this.
So keep it saying, where do we know Matthias? Show it. Good. Anywhere in Shas where you see otherwise, there's no such thing as Kabbalah. We know what we have seen. Sure, we say, show me a Koy, show me anywhere, anywhere where it is. Even Rashi told us where to look. What's Rashi telling us where to look for? Rashi told us where to look. Look there, open up, talk about English. No, so. So that's why it's all these words that you have to read together with it. Baal Choyv didn't have babies, and therefore the words of Rabbi Kiva won't make sense. Rabbi Kiva was saying Kavachem and Eidish to say it should come from Idis, that won't work. But since the basis is Baal Choyv is with babies, you can't make it Kavachem and Eidish to make it Idis. Don't have an idea. Don't need to. Don't need to. It's possible. It's possible. What?
How come you
didn't
say it?
Okay.
Then what do you want to
say?
It's not meaning that. It's not meaning that. The Rashi say that? Those words, I know.
Whatever you say
that. But it's
online.
It's not
meaning.
Every time you're in a Gemara, you have to get yourself in it and see the discussion. And if Rabbi Kiva is there, they're standing over Kiva and saying, "Bah, Baal Choyv is a babies. I just told you, Baal Choyv should be in it. Baal Choyv is a babies." Where are they speaking? What are they saying to each other? What's one saying to the other? I'm saying that this Baal Choyv should be. I'm saying this Baal Choyv thinks that English should be from the Idis. He said, open up a Mishnah. Mishnah said, Baal Choyv is a babies. I didn't know the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva forgot the Mishnah. No, he knew the Mishnah.
He
didn't forget the Mishnah. Right. So what was the discussion? What was the discussion? But there is no Mishnah by Hekdesh. Oh, there, but you find it. There's no Mishnah. So, Berithin, it's of Rabbi Kiva. Kol Baal Choyv, maybe you'll say new pshat. Maybe if Kiva holds Kol Baal Choyv Nami the Idis, the every Baal Choyv you came from Idis, and then you had a good Kol Baal Choyv, and maybe you keep it straight. Look on that Mishnah. Maybe he holds every Baal Choyv you came from Idis. To which Mara said, and therefore we'd understand it. To which Mara said, no. You could refute that and say, what do you mean you could refute it? You could still say that it's not pshat and Rebbe Kiva. Because it still don't have make sense about Kalachem and Hekdesh. Because in order to be a Kalachem, it needs to be logical. That's what Kalachem is. That the Kal
has a certain din. So certainly the chomer should have a certain, should have that din. But if the kal is not a kal, the kal is more chomer than the thing that you want to learn to, then you don't have a kal v'chir. All basic kal v'chir is if X, which is very light, has certain stringency, so Y, which is much stronger, should have at least that stringency. But if X is more stringent than Y, then the whole kal v'chir doesn't start. So says the Gemara, that's the case here. We could refute this kal v'chir by saying, Mal v'alchoiv, the thing you're learning from, a v'alchoiv of hedyot, shkein yofa koichoiv v'nizokhi, a hedyot has tremendous koyach. He can claim nizokhin. Yofa koichoiv v'nizokhin. His koyach is strong, is good regarding nizokhin. He can claim nizokhin. Term of the hedish. Hegdash is much lower, doesn't have koyach. Hura koichoiv v'nizokhin. His koyach has gone down, is weakened regarding nizokhin. So if you can't learn out the chal, can't learn out nizokhin from hegdash, you cannot learn out hegdash from hedyot. You can't learn out hegdash from hedyot. Because in order to learn out hegdash from hedyot, you're assuming hegdash is more chomer than hedyot. So if the din applied to hedyot, it certainly applies to hegdash. But it's not true. Hedyot is more chomer than hedyot. Hegdash, hedyot, has got more koyach than hegdash, and therefore you can't learn out a kal v'chomer. Because the other habit, the hedyot is more of the chomer. The hedyot's got more of a koyach than the hegdash. You might show damages the hegdish, the hegdish gets nothing.
So holy.
Yeah. Awesome. So we get to the end. Yeah? So that's the Gemara's kashit. So the Gemara, we still don't understand the Kalvachim. Because we have a pinchet to the Kalvachim. Right? Even if you want to say the hegdish claims a choy from Idis, and therefore we could really make a kal v'chomer to say, well, then Egdish should certainly be from Idis. We have a pirche, because there's no kal v'chomer, because that kal v'chomer, you learn from hedyot, doesn't start. The hedyot is more chomer than Egdish. Says Rashi, v'chitim eksover v'kiva, second line in Rashi. Even if you'd say, maybe you'll suggest him keep a hold of al choyg of a hedyot claim from Idis, afilo hochi, says Rashi, nevertheless, lo yigamin on hegdash mine, we cannot learn out hegdash from hedyot. The ikonomifer, because we could ask, mal al choyg, how can you compare it to Balchoyv, Shekin Yofa, Koychoyv, and Izokin? Hey, Balchoyv is Yofa, Koychoyv, and Izokin. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shahedyoit, who noitel bezekim and Idis. A Hedyoit can claim his damages from the Idis. Mashaenke in a Hegdish can't. So it's true a Balchoyv can claim from Idis, because a Balchoyv can also claim. Hedyot can also claim his nizokim from the Idis. Can't claim his nizokim from his Idis. So maybe he can't claim choyv either from him from Idis. So Eyu Amach Mama, but why should you say like this? So Eyu, the Torah says, if a show damages the show of Eyu, then you need to pay. If you damage a show of Hegdash, you don't need to pay at all. So although the animal, the show of Hegdash, has been completely destroyed, Hegdash can't claim for it. So who's got more power? Hedyot or Hegdash? There's two animals got destroyed by this wild bull. One belonging to Farmer Jones and one belonging to the Hegdash. Which one of them can claim back their money? Farmer Jones or Hegdash? The answer is only Farmer Jones. From where will Farmer Jones claim his money? From the Idis. From where will Hegdash claim their money? They won't claim. Won't even start. So we see Hedyot has got much more power than Hegdash. So maybe that's why by Hedyot he claimed his choyv from Idis, because he is somebody who the Torah said, yes, you can claim. Mashiach in Hegdash, which can claim that choyv. Maybe not so much, maybe not from Idis.
Say the last part again.
Hegdash, although they can claim their choyv,
But maybe they don't have so much power to claim it from the Idis.
How can they come to get more?
Well, they can.
Yeah, but we still have the Gemara and Gitzman that says that the both of only can go to
Venice. Because maybe he'll say the Kiva holds that every Baal Chayv can claim from the Idis. Oh. And then you could make that karma for you, man. Okay. Still can't, because it's the pirche. Because you're learning out from Hedrick. Hedrick claims from Idis, so it's certainly Hedrick's not true. There are cases where Hedrick can claim a Hedrick. Hedrick can't. So Hedrick in claiming wise is stronger than Hedrick. So can't be karma for you, it's drunk all the way up, because there's no karma for you.
I understand.
Right. Toma Behedrick says Rashi in the fourth line.
Why would we look at that and say that it's a new problem from there?
I know.
And let's say, what was from other things?
In this thing, which we're learning about claiming from Idis, in this thing, we see Hedrick's got more power than Hedrick. In this very day.
But we see that this is a completely separate thing, because if we see by the show it says they're able. And he's not allowed to claim anything. The base speaker doesn't claim anything. Mm-hmm. I don't want to compare it to something where he does have the right to claim. Maybe it's completely separate. Obviously, it's completely separate. You already have the dinner, you can't claim. You are claiming. So don't even relate to it.
It's still not a kind of thing.
I don't understand why it's relatable at all.
Still, in the end of the day, it won't be a kind of thing. If you want to say, I see that Baal Chayv claims from Idis, so too. Certainly, Gizbo should claim from Idis. 1 second. Look where else a Baal Chayv can claim from. Baal Chayv can claim his own from Idis as well. So you see that the Torah says, yes, Baal Chayv, this Hedrick, has got a right to Idis. But the Torah didn't extend that to Hedrick. Because by Hedrick, by the same things that Hedrick would need to claim, the Torah says, by Hedrick, you can't claim at all. So maybe when it comes to claiming, the Torah was more strict. By Hekdush, and said sometimes you can't claim at all, and sometimes you're only able to claim from Ziboris. How do I know you'll be able to claim from Ziboris?
We see something by Hekdush as a couple, like either you have to pay extra or Chobish.
Yeah.
So maybe there is a Chobish.
It's not paying, it's a din in the Kobo. That's not din in late Sunday. Owe you money, I'm claiming them, the person claiming his money. There's a din in order to get your kapora, so rather than somebody eats truma, as they care and chumash. So chumash is kapora. It's nothing to do with the person claiming. So it's not the same. Here we're talking about a fight between the person that owes and the person claiming, right? In this case, when we have this argument in Torah, whatever you want to call it, we see the Torah when it comes to Hedrick and says, well, you've got a right to claim. So much so from Idis. And well, let's say Rekim will extend that to Chayvis as well. But you can't tell me that for Kavchim and Hegdish. Hegdish was always on the back foot. In the first case, he couldn't get anything. So maybe regarding claiming the Torah today, they should back down. Tome Ben, the last Rashi on the widest line. Tome Ben Hegdish, should we say the same by Hegdish? The Torah was rather came down heavy on him regarding the Zokin. Who means it's bad. His Kerem is very weak regarding the Zokin. To lay Shokel, Nezek Midi, don't take anything. Okay, so we're stuck. So what should we keep saying? Kalafim and Hegdish. We tried damages, we fell away with that. Why couldn't it be damaging? Sho'eyu Omar Chmono, Veloy Sho'eyu Shalegdish. We tried Bal Choyv. Gizbo son, babies, and we've got to be caught. What you do after that? And then, well, maybe you keep a hold that Gizbo is Idis, that the Baal Chayv is Idis, still not going to help for your Kalma Chayv, because we have a Pircha, because you can't compare Hekdush to Hedrick. So, how can we explain Rebbe Kiva? So, Gemara said here to answer. The Oilam falls lying down in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. The Olam, the Nogach Torah Didon, the Torah the Hegdish. The Met, we're talking about a case where our Shoy Gord, Shoy Hegdish. Or the Kashalot. Now what you had difficulty, Shoy Eru Omar Chvonah, the Loi Shoy Shal Hegdish, Rabbi Kiva Savaro, Rabbi Kiva holds, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasin. That one we had difficulty that you don't need to pay anything. It's not true. He also Rabbi Shimon ben Menasin. The Tanya, because there's a price that says Rabbi Shimon ben Menasin, Oymel, Shoy Shel Egdish, Shenogach Shoy Shel Edioit, if a Shoy Shel Egdish caused a Shoy Shel Edioit, bottle. Okay, doesn't need to pay. What about the other way around? Shoy Hedid, Shenogach Shoy Shel Egdish, Bein Tam Bein Mood, Mishalim Nezik Shoy. Wow. Shem Menasse holds that Shoy Re'ei Shoy of Hedid. It goes to Shoy Hegdish. Not only is the chiv to pay, any kudos that were said by Hedid don't apply by Hedish. And you need to pay Nezik Sholim, even if it's a tam.
How does the Brasha square with Sholim?
What's, what would you say? How does the square go to the Oroval? How does the square? No. Everyone understand this question, Rabbi Yanke? The Pasuk says, Sholim, Veloy Sholim, Sholegnish. So how can you now, how can the Rishim Ben Nelson turn around now and say that you need to pay by Hegnish? Not really that you need to pay more. What do you do with this Pasuk? Sholim, Veloy Sholim, Sholegnish. What's the answer? I don't think it's Gemara, but yeah.
That's the kitchen.
That's it. Right. I'm from Rashi, I'm going to say, yeah. So, very good. Let's see this in Rashi. Okay, so that's the Kavachimah. That's the Kavachimah. Okay, that's the Kavachimah. What's the Kavachimah? The if already Hedyoit claims from Idris, certainly Hegdish, which is more formal than Hedyoit. Certainly claims from Idris. In which way is he more formal? Because he claims even time against the Lakshara. So certainly he should claim from Idris. It's going to take a moment. That's trying to make a says Rashi. The Tanya of Shimon Menasse, the first narrow line. Rav Shimon Menasse said, Bereish Pirkin D'Shoy Shonogach Arbo V'Chamisha. In the beginning of the Perek, of the fourth Perek. A show that goes 4-5. Meshalim Nezik Sholim. He pays Nezik Sholim. Here you are, Bianca, V'Dorish Lei. And he darshens the Re'eyu Hochi. He darshens this show Re'eyu this way. Show show Re'eyu. Regarding a show Re'eyu. Who? Regarding him, the chihave mazik tam, the chihave mazik. If it were damaged, then tam loy mishalim elo chatzin nezik. The tam only pays chatzin nezik. Abo, he mazik shoyshel egdish. If it's an animal damages, if the same tam damages a shoy egdish, mishalim mazik nezik shoyshel bafilo tam. He has to pay. And they showed even Tom. And that, now that we know the English is more formal than Hedyoit, on that become Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says the shock of English shield may show you the English takes the amount of his shoy me idis karkois shel mazik from the best land of the mazik. So now we have a kavachimah, right? We have a good kavachimah. He pays as a kshalim, and he will take him from the best land of the master.
Well, it's only in Gulden Zeeken, because we already know that he can take from it. We have a pasuk that says that he takes from the best.
How do you know if he does?
Because it's still a master, according to.
Maybe there's no din by Hegdish that you take from the best land.
Why would he take him?
Since there's no pasuk, maybe it wouldn't be like that.
But it doesn't say only by
Hedyah. So also something
like this.
So
the just
say. Okay, we will see Haveri. Stay after it's talking about somebody else. Maybe you would think so. If there's no possible, how do you know maybe Hegdish is different? Says Rabbi Kiva, God, God, you're right, there's no possible. Specifically talks about Hegdish, but let's cover Haveri. If you're really Hedyah, which is more cow because the Hedyah only pays Satsi Nezek.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the Torah says you can claim it from if you damage it, you can claim from it is
mm-hmm.
certainly Hegdish, which is more Hegdish, which is more Chomo. Why? Because if a town damages you pay Nezik Sholeh, certainly Hegdish is the right to claim for it. That's what we have Kavachimis for.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's a clear Kavachim. No. Good. Yes, it's good. Clear? Says the Gemara, by Iochi. Good, yes or no? You're quiet for change. Iochi. Iochi, says the Gemara, Iochi. Oh, now in Mechatzik, about the Gechidish. The Ibshim and Menasi says that the Tam pays Hezek Shori, if it damages Hegdish, and therefore, the keeper was telling me you can make this Kalvach Oyvah. Iochi, if so, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, regarding the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, when my debeidus the nizik v'ziboris the mazik ligim, how do we know they're arguing about whether it's the meitav of the nizik or the meitav of the mazik? That means, how do you fit in the words here? That means they're arguing. What's the argument? Where was the argument of Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? If Kiva said from the Idis of Meitav of the Mazik, and Ishmael said you came from the Meitav of the Nizik, what's an Akudas Machlokes? On which case would they be arguing?
This is Mazik and two persons.
Which one?
If the Buris was equal to the Idis, the only man of the Nizik.
It's the Buris. That's the Machlokes between them. Right? That's Machlokes. What's the basis of Machlokes? Whether you say the Mazik is going on the Mazik or the Mazik is going on the Nizik. If you say the Mazik is going on the Mazik, so then you'd have to give from the best of the Mazik. If you say the Mazik is going on the Nizik, then you can give from the worst of the Nizik. So,
the
worst of the Mazik. The worst of the Mazik, right? So,
the song says,
might be it is the Nizik Vizibur's Mazik Ligim. How do we know that that's what they're arguing about? Practical Machlokes. All this we've explained, that practical Machlokes is on the it is of the Nizik and Zibur's the Mazik. And what? That the Rabbi Shmuel would say in that case, what do you give?
Give the Zibur's of the Mazik.
Zibur's the Mazik. Adam King would say, what would you give? The idiots of the Mazik. Perhaps the Kuliyam Pidinis Shamin. Maybe I'm not Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe I'm not Rabbi Shmuel. The Ocho, the Plukta, the Shimim, the Menasim, the Rabbanon Kemifnigi. And maybe that's the Machoikas they're arguing about the Shimim Menasim. The Shimim, the Kibis Sova. Kib Shimon ben Menasseh. If Kiva holds like Kib Shimon ben Menasseh, that what? That by Egdish is treated with greater severity than Egypt. And therefore, if Kiva says, certainly, Egdish, you would claim from the Egdis. Of what? Of who? Of the Nizik. Everyone holds like Mishmach. They all came from the Edis of the Nizi. Just Rabbi Kiva heard from Rabbi Shmuel that only applies to Hendricks. And Rabbi Kiva was saying, no, Kabbal Chayman, it should apply to Hendricks as well.
I thought Mazik is more.
Who's arguing
with the
Mazik?
Yes, say the Mazik.
You
say
the
Mazik.
Says the
Mazik? Yeah, sure. Yeah, he did.
Go on.
Previously,
we
understood the
word inside it. That's what we understood. Because we understood that was a Machlokes. So he's saying this, and I'm saying something else. But now they're also suggesting maybe not. Maybe there was a small Machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Mishmal. And Mishmal said, you claim from the Idis of the Nizim. But Rabbi Kiva and Mishmal say, only by Hegdish. Rabbi Hegdish, you don't claim at all.
Mm-hmm.
And to which Rabbi Kiva answered back, no, Kavachomer by Hegdish you would claim from the Idis of the Nizim. Right? Because I hold the Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh. I hold that Hegdish do pay for damages. I mean, if you damage Hegdish, you do need to pay, right? So I hold that. So maybe that's all Machlokes. How did we know to say the Machlokes when it's Idis of Nizik, Idis of Mazik? Maybe it's a very small Machlokes. Everyone holds Idis of Nizik. It's just the Machlokes was whether by Hegdish, if an animal damages Hegdish, whether you'd have to pay anything or not. Rabbi Shmuel hold you don't. And Rabbi Kiva saying, I hold Kavach, maybe do, I hold like Shimon Menasseh, and certainly it should be at least at the Idis of the Nizik.
There's going to be three questions on that.
Three questions. Wow. How did you know that? Says the Gemara. then maybe Maracha, let's go back. We know that they're arguing about whether it's the Idis or the Nizik, Idis or the Mazik. Maybe they all agree, but the Nizik Shemin on. They're arguing about. Maybe they all say you came from the Nizik. And the Mazik pays. Since it's equivalent to the Isis of the Nizik. The Maitre of Kiva Bishma. They have given Greece to Bishma. The Ama Maitre Sadeo Shanizik. That the Maitre is going on the Nizik. So what was Rebbe Kiva talking about? The Isis, the Ama of Kiva, the Isis that Rebbe Kiva was talking about is the Nizik Ama. And the old machleg is between Shimon ben Asi and Rabbo. Says Rashi, "Tishami Rebbe Kiva Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Kiva heard Rebbe Shmuel that he said, 'Delay Ari Elav Hedrit.' Rebbe Shmuel was only referring to Hedrit. Other than this Kehedish, regarding this Kehedish, potterly. Rebbe Shmuel exempted the guy. If he damaged Hedrit, you're potter. Asked Rebbe Kiva to flug yare. Rebbe Kiva came and said, 'No, I'm Tom. You should have to pay.'" Maybe that's the machlokes. So now there's going to be three questions in that. Yeah, Shammai, he heard him. Yeah. He heard him. Rebbe Kiva heard Rebbe Shmuel. Yeah, Shammai means he heard him. Rebbe Kiva heard Rebbe Shmuel.
He understood him and was always talking about this.
Yeah. Nachon. Means he had this machlik to Kiva Bishmoy, and he was Kiva replied to Bishmoy based on what he understood what Bishmoy was saying. Says the Gemara that can't be in Cain, if that's what they're arguing about, they're arguing about a small thing about Hegdish, my loy bohakosis. What is it? What's the possible? Loy bohakosis means that. Loy bohakosis of Ella linguists and documented, right? The posuk is referring to X. Now the posuk is talking about Hedyot. The posuk is not talking about Hegdish. But we have say Ache, right? It's talking about Hedyot. Ache say Ache means your friend. It's talking about Hedyot. So if Rebbe Kiva agrees to everything Rebbe Shmuel says regarding this, which is what the posuk is speaking about, he's just arguing about Hegdish, which the posuk wasn't speaking about. So he couldn't reply to Rebbe Shimon and say, "Lo yivoh hakos." The pasuk is only referring to this. What do you mean? Pasuk only referring. The pasuk we're not arguing about. We're arguing about something which is irrelevant to the pasuk. So what does it mean by "Lo yivoh hakos"? Says Rashi, "My lo yivoh hakos." Says Rashi, "In game, my lo yivoh hakos." The mash, the words "Lo yivoh hakos" imply the bekra gufei pligi. They're on the posuk they're arguing. The machlokes of Kiva and Mishmar isn't tight in the posuk, in how to understand the posuk. The lo yivoh hakosuv lahochi. The posuk not come to say like you're saying. The posuk comes saying I am saying. Alma, if that's what they're arguing about, it must be the behedyot nami pligi. They're also arguing about hedyot. They must have some machlokes about hedyot, because the posuk's talking about hedyot, and Mishmar says something about the posuk. And Rebbe Kiva is saying, lo yivoh hakosuv. The pasuk is not going to tell me that, it's going to tell me this. So it must be the Tumna Hedyot as well. Number one, question number one. Question number two. Right. My kol kal v'chomer le'egdish. What does it mean by kal v'chomer le'egdish? Says Rashi. Oy, my kavakoy mele hekdiş. Hayat o mene idis. Dükkan ama evi kilo. Since the idis that the kiva is referring to is a nizik koi, is going on the nizik, is going on the car, ulai kulios, and it's coming to be more meiko, he's saying, hey, this, you don't need to pay for the idis for the mother. I just happy to say idis for the nis. You only have to pay for your ziburis. The mother only pays for the ziburis. And that kulios, the haimu, the yoyim, the mother for ziburis, and the mother gives on his ziburis. My kavachim and hekdesh. What do you mean, my kavachim and hekdesh? Piusaha. It's less. It's not more. But Rebbe Kiva was coming to say yofer kechet hekdesh binizok. Rebbe Kiva wanted to come along to say that more kavachim and hekdesh claim more. The omar da filu abe mazik tam. Even if the mazik's tam, shokel egdish nezik shoni. Then nezik egdish takes nezik, claims nezik shoni. Venafkele mereyu. And he learns out from mereyu that he takes nezik shoni. So, says the Gemara, it's all very cryptic here. That my kavachim and egdish, if you're coming off Rabbi Shmuel, and Mishmuel was saying you came from the nezik. So, what's the kavachim and egdish? Kavachim and egdish means certainly egdish. One second, we're saying egdish should be from the nezik. Kavachim ha'egdesh should be from the nizik. That makes sense. You're saying that the Bishmah was coming to the Kula. You don't need to pay from the idis of the mazik. You can pay from the ziburis of the mazik. And long comes Rabbi Kiva and says, Kavachim ha'egdesh. What? Kavachim ha'egdesh is come to say, what Rabbi Kiva really come to say, that certainly ha'egdesh should be able to claim. Right? Because you see, ha'egdesh is more common. If you come to say certainly should come to claim, certainly should come to claim more, not the weaker, the cheaper price. If Shmuel was going to say, no, you only have to claim, you only need to pay Ziburis. That's what Shmuel said. The man turned to the mother and said, you only need to pay Ziburis. You only need to pay Ziburis. Comes on him and says, Kavachim English. Kavachim English should be there, you only need to pay Ziburis. One second, Kiva is a big man who holds the hegdish, you pay more than hegdish. He even paid Nezik Shalim in Gatam. So I can't turn around and say, Kavachim should pay Ziburis. It's like, whoa, doing a U-turn. Kavachim is coming to up the price. And the whole chiddush of Yishmael was to downgrade the price. Right? It comes to downgrade. So you can't take Kavachim to say on a downgrade. To upgrade to downgrade. That's all that kasha.
What is that within the realm of
the words that makes sense?
Yeah.
And what's the third point? Omar Ibashi, Tani Bedian, the Fusha Brisa. The world made of Sadeh, or made of Kamri Shalim, made of Sadeh Shalnizek, or made of Kamri Shalnizek. The Rabbi Shmuel. And Akiva, made of Sadeh Shalmazek, or made of Kamri Shalmazek. So we got the Fusha Brisa saying that they're arguing about Mazik and Nizik. So Mamela, we can't anyway say this in a small mark. So three questions, like Yossi said, three questions on the suggestion to suggest that Rabbi Kiva meant, and one little thing to say also applies to behaviors. Loibar Kosta Mashman the Posuk. Posuk's talking about hedges. Kalvachon and Hedges sounds like we're upgrading something, and it's not. Okay, you want to tell me it's downgraded to the Zibos of the Mazik. Downgrade, meaning we treat it very low. And number three is the Mefusha breaks and the Kiva holds. It is of a must. Rashi, one Rashi, void. The Mefusha breaks saying that is that the Kiva held that you pay the idis of a must. So, end of discussion. Void, tiny the idea.
I've been waiting for another price to match.
Void, tiny the idea. The knockout punch.
Just like final.
Yeah. Well, that Idis, which Kiva said, is that Mazik Koi is going on the Mazik. Okay. I think you have enough tases, but I don't want you to do all of tases.
All?
All of tases, don't you?
What does that
mean? That means the certain parts of tases won't be low.
Huh?
Certain parts of tases will be skipping.
So we should not have all of tases?
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to tell you what. I'm about to tell you. You've read the other one of Tesis? No. So Tesis, Shoy Re'eu, right, which is rather, goes on to 2 pages, right here, it goes on to the next page. You should do it until, should learn until Be'in Toima, which is, there's two in Toima, so the second one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines down in the narrow lines. Tell the Be'in Toima, the second in the narrow lines.
So you end up in the
skip. Okay. The next place is also to skip. Okay? And then the third place is for that. For 8. Alright? So the Tobin Toma, skip that next part of the place. It's based on other sugars, that's why. If it's not possible to shut in the sugar, we prefer to skip it for the time being. The next place as well is based on different sugar. And then back to for 8, my colleague, like this, we will be done. Right, and imagine when you learn this taste is very magnificent. Sure, I will say that's what I wanted to ask in the middle of the rush because you already started. Okay, that's end of shit today. Hey, Yossi,
yes,
you raised the point last time that what's the pshat and machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. We have to discuss what happens if you have ABCD. And there are both two opinions that one opinion said that you, if you had ABCD, although C was the karka of the Nizik, although the Mazik has karka of B, he has to pay A. And there was another opinion that you brought first that said, no, as long as you're paying more than what the Idis of the Nizik, it's okay. And you were very unhappy with understanding what you're talking about. So I looked up who speaks on it. It's Shmuel Rizovsky. Shmuel Rizovsky was the Hashiva Bonovich. He had the Sefer Chedusha of Shmuel Bavakama. He says two mahalchim to understand what the machlokes is. One for Egeshmak. The Hainu, there's a Hani Pro and a Hani Nigzei Shal. Nigzei Shal and the Pro. So Rabbi Shmuel holds it's a meter of the Nizak. That's what we learn from the Gzei Shabbat, the of the Nizik. Then we have the Kral. So what's the Kral doing? Is the Kral keeping Meitav of the Nizik? You pay the Meitav of the Nizik. Just you have a suffer. What do you do if you don't have equal? You go lower or higher? I'm telling you, you go higher. But there's no such thing as the Meitav of the Mazik. There's only a Meitav of the Nizik. There's never Machadish a Meitav of the Mazik. Ahani Kroah, Ahani Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava told me Meitav of Nizik. Do we stay with that? There's only Meitav of Nizik. Rabbi Shmuel was never Goyus and Meitav of Mazik. There's no such thing as a din that you pay from the Meitav of the Mazik. There's always the Meitav of the Nizik. But the Pasuk's telling me that if the Mazik doesn't have equivalent land to the Nizak, and you don't drop down, you go up. If the Mazik has land that's lower and higher, then you go up. You can't go lower than the meter of the Nizik.
So there's no meter of Mazik?
There's no din of meter of Mazik. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. There's no din. Rabbi Kiva holds meter of Mazik. No, doesn't. He doesn't hold a meter of Mazik. He holds like he always held. Because the Shabbat told me meter of Nizik. There's no meter of Mazik at all.
Overrides.
So what's a honey crow? A honey crow says, what happens if you don't have equivalent to meter of Nizik, either below or above? So you have to up it. Okay. But not because you have to become give the meter of the Mazik, because no din of meter of the Mazik. Just the din of meter of Nizik is don't give less, give more. So the Pasuk says meter of the Mazik, you know why? Because if there would be a case where the Mazik has lower and higher, he has Idis and Ziburis, and the Bainis, the Nizik has Bainis, so do you go up or down? The Pasuk says you go up. But not that you need to give the best. It means you have to go up. You can't give lower than the Idis of the Nizik. That's how Yossi understood. That's the Yeshua'im, the first Yeshua'im of the Rosh. And the Rosh understands
No. There's a chiddush in the pasuk. There's something called mitav of the mazik. You're either have made of the nizik or you have made of the mazik. That's what the Rosh understood is the chiddush of a hanikrah. A hanikrah is not just telling me, Hishnah always says the name of the nizik. Just do you go below or up, you up it. No, a hanikrah is telling me that there's a mitav of the mazik. Because I don't achieve that. The hanikrah tells me mitav of the mazik. So to Rabbi Shmuel agrees that if you can't do mitzvah of nizik, then there's something called mitzvah of mazik.
So that doesn't have to be the best of the best.
And then it has to be the best of the
best.
Then it would have to be the best of the best.
According
to Rabbi Shmuel.
Shmuel.
In the case where it's A, B, C, D.
Right.
And the mazik has B and he has A, which are both better than the nizik.
Right.
So it's total on this. If you learn like the Rosh understood, then the Krah is telling me that it is something called a mitav of a mazik. You have to either give this muscle or this muscle.
You have to give
this, then you have to give mitav of a mazik. So you have to give the best of the best. If you learn that the Pasuk wasn't coming to tell me mitav of a mazik, there's no such thing of mitav of a mazik. It's just mitav of a nizik. But we have a question, what do you do when you don't have the mitav of the nizik? Do you go down or do you go up? Says the apostle, you go up, and without a right, you go up to the best, because it's all focused around mitzvah of nizik. So you have to get mitzvah of nizik. How are you making mitzvah of nizik? Making mitzvah of nizik by giving
at least
that amount, or better, not less. That's how the other way around. So it's one halakha to learn what's the machlokes between the rosh in Taitz apostle. Is there such a thing called mitzvah of nizik at all? According to the first man, no such thing.
Even though that's the most simple way of reading the pasuk.
Hanikrah, you mean the Gemara? Hanikrah.
No, Hanikrah is possible.
Not wrong. But since it is the Gzeir Shavah, so the Gzeir Shavah is telling me that's what's Kaveh, made of the Nizik. And the pasuk is just helping it out, propping it up, not changing Masuk. That's one man. Another man, to explain it, is fundamental Machlik is Bemeh. Is if you have two carpoids, one being this, one is. Is this inclusive of bainness? Is every idis bainness plus, or is it really two different lands? When you have idis and you have bainness, is bainness, do you say, you know, when there's normal rule, if you have 200 bucks, you also have 100 bucks. Included in 200 is 100. Is the same apply with carpoids? You have very good quality land, you have less quality land. When we got idis and bainis and ziburis, clearly demarcated, could we say included in the idis is also bainis?
It's a quality. So you say not.
You would say not. That's the machlokes between the two of them.
With 100 and 200, and it's just a quality.
Very good. Very good. That's the machlokes between them. The Rosh says, the first shot of the Rosh says, you have to give bain, you have to give the idis of the nizik. So you're giving your bainis, so which is better than the idis of the nizik. So it's better, so we have bechal masayim on it. It's included in that is the, this is what Yossi was shouting, it's a joke. I'm giving you what you got. I'm giving you idis first. And the Rosh holds, no. It's different kapois. Something called idis, something called bainis. It's not bechlal masayim on it. It's different kapois. It's not bechlal what I. The Torah said give idis. You want to give bainis? Bainis is not what the Torah says. The Torah said give idis, not bainis. It's an interesting shayla. What would you say about it? Interesting shayla, Rosh Hashanah. What would you say? There was a balfoy who had a debt. $3,000. He has to give from his bainis. He goes to the malva and says, listen, I want to give you this. Can you force the malva to take the idis? Says, idis is the least good bainis. So the matter, I have to give you bainis. I'm giving you idis. Why the malva, why the lawyer wants to get rid of his idis? Far out in the forest somewhere, he doesn't want it. Can he force the malva to take the idis? He can force the malva to take the babies. Can he force the malva to take the idis? What would you say, Yossi?
איזה שאלה?
איזה שאלה?
Can them all of us say, no, I won't bathe in this. That's what the agreement was, bathe in this.
I need to know the answer to that is, do we give a right to the Misa to say which of the bathe in this he has?
Yeah. Because yeah.
He looks at all the bathe in this, this person has. He said, I want this one.
No, the father. I'm talking about the mother. Mother and Luke.
The Misa.
I'm talking about mother and Luke. Mother and Luke. Bathe in this one. So mother can't choose which one. The Luke. The Luke chooses which one to give.
But it's the Luke.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Mama can't choose. The Lover chooses which land. The Lover decides he wants to give the Idis. Can he force the Mama to take it? Or can the Mama turn around and say, this land is not for me. I'm going to get the business. What's
the once, once you say that he has a right, the Lover has a right to choose which land, then he has a right to choose which land.
So Kivek has got Tzad to say, then the Mama can say, no.
Why?
Even though the mother can't say which bainamis you want, he can say no. Because the Torah said I get bainamis. Torah didn't say I get this land. You've got a right to give it to me.
What's the bainamis?
Say no. That's the makkulis.
Mm-hmm.
When the Torah said bainamis and idis, is the Torah clearly defining these type of land or it means like this? Again, you only should toss that every time it's a bainamis, but idis is at least bainamis. Yeah? Or no, the Torah says. There's something called Idis, something called Venus, something called Zabotai. It's different land. It's different land. And if it's different land, the Torah says, on this land, I wasn't meant to get. Can't force me to take a land I wasn't meant to get. Torah says, I've got a Venus. That's what the Torah says. Your Venus, I get. Not your Idis.
The only reason why you would get Idis in the specific situation I was proposing is Yeshadadun, if it's considered Idis.
No, no, no.
No, it's getting a mile up. It's getting a mile right now.
Same amount of grass.
Getting a mile up.
No, no, no.
We said it to Sheva.
No, 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 no.
We said it to Sheva.
No, nothing to do with it.
Why not?
Kidding is enough.
I'm buying it.
No, no.
I'll ask Einstein.
Okay.
It's an
interesting one. There was an Einstein.
Why not?
Why not?
He's getting, looks like he's
a good one.
Traditionally, yeah, you want to go on in his whole maintenance, right?
I'm just saying, I'm doing it.
Is there a value of maintenance in his whole maintenance?
The value of the money.
Is
the value of the money.
Aside from the money. Yeah, same money. I understand. Is there a value in some of this? What?
It's all included in the price.
What?
That's all the time.
Tell him this is better.
Because that's why people make
more.
That's why people pay more for it.
What?
That's why people pay more for it.
Same amount. Same amount.
What do you mean, same
amount? Same dollar value.
That's a steal.
What's a steal?
A person, it's all included in the price. A person is willing to pay much more for a small amount of land because it's more luscious, more wax, less work. That's how much. It's all included in the price. The amount you pay for that small amount will be equivalent to a greater field for business. Well, be that amount, but you can't say it is has more of a price than the price.
Price, price, price. It has benefits that it is something that the
it's all happened in the price.
Say there, so but more people, Rob said, more people you want usually, it is
so, but you get that
right. Do more people want it? Is it easier to sell the Indies? But a person can make it easier to sell the Indies? We just, they're all mentioned in the back.
Could,
I mean,
so that's
what? Business. The back is young, but okay.
What?
He could.
No. Would more people prefer money?
Does it?
Would most people prefer money? You don't want to keep forever, right? You don't keep forever. Any cash you can buy something to keep forever. Cash is definitely more better than carrot, right? And yet, he gave him cash. So you can't have his ribbons to give him back on. I gave you cash. Ribbons says I'm getting back more than what I gave you. I gave you cash.
I'm saying.
I gave you cash. Cash, say, so all this land. You give me back what I give.
If you owe somebody,
you're not here to help us. I've been talking about it, but the point is that Kivek has got something about us. And if Shmuel was asking what to say, so you don't miss. How you learn this, Rosh? is just that every idis is Beis Pras. So they're not saying you're Beis, saying you're idis. For Ijjat, idis is a different type of cup. And therefore, on that, we're nothing to do with it. Torah on this. I've got A, B, C, D. Says the Torah, you have to give idis of the nidik, or if you don't have idis of the nidik, you have to give what? So, the first article there says, if just give better than what you would have given. You have to give idis, okay, I'm giving idis, giving better than the idis of the nidik. The other one says, no. Torah says, you have to give idis. Giving bainness is not idis. So you don't have to give idis. It's not bainness plus, it is a different type of cup. Therefore, it doesn't help to give. So the two Malkim, the Shmuel also gives to explain Machlokes of the Rosh.
If the person is being different, you look up in the what we call an indifference curve, you know, where you equally have with this or with that. Okay, so cash that always brings to the highest level of the indifference curve. And when you have the property that's bitterness or goodness, it's the quantity of land that the person would get would bring you to that same point on that indifference curve.
Right.
Right? So then what? It makes sense to put that first mahala, not the gravity of the behavior, because
that's not that. We're
talking about
it's plus.
It is plus. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. It makes more sense in that because if he can always have the option of giving cash too. So we're talking about the equal power, we're not talking about what we can force him to take.
Yeah, cash is also type of business. That's not such a right. Cash is also business. Cash is type of business. You can buy anything. But how do you know you can give something that's not in this family? How do you know that you can give something which is bainus plus? If it's not in this, the toast you have to give it is something else. It's not. You're right, you can give cash. Because cash has got superpower.
That's always an option, though. It's an optional thing. So why can you force somebody to take this karka as opposed to another, you know, the business plus? You know, because it's, at the end of the day, he's getting the same value or the same price. It's just the quantity of land, but the smaller parcel versus the larger parcel.
Huh? The Torah says that I get business. So don't say I get business. So you can't force me to get something which I didn't say.
Okay, what about cash though? Can you force him to get the cash?
If he has cash, it's much like you'll see it in the Gemara. Whether if somebody's got this all cash, can you force him to give
business in cash?
Yeah, same thing.
Good, right. The
thing about Chayiv, actually, you have to give cash. If you have cash, you have to give cash.
Wow, so that's interesting. You have to give the schmitz of business. I know, of business. Or if you don't have the cash, then you always drop down, but you have to take the lower.
Yeah, because if you borrowed cash, that's all.